Doors were scheduled to open at 10:30 for an event at the Iowa State Fairgrounds, but middle school English teacher Mike Sorensen from Fredericksburg, Iowa, was standing in line well before that on a cloudy, humid day.
I mean, Fredericksburg is about 2.5-3 hours away, so I had to get up pretty early to drive down here, and I just wanted to get, you know, to see what's going on.
What was going on was a rally that attracted some 600 people to the Elwell Center. And as they waited to get inside, volunteers were working the line.
Did you want a sticker for your lapel? Perfect. Pass them down. Who needs some stickers?
The rally was the first big open-to-the-public campaign event in Iowa since Clinton announced her candidacy. Inside, the welcome was warm and loud once she appeared on stage.
So much. Whoa. Thank you all.
Clinton delivered much of the same speech in Des Moines that she gave in New York City on Saturday, touching on climate change, immigration, health care, gay rights, and with a special emphasis on the struggles of the middle class. She says hedge fund managers, corporations, and banks have done very well.
So you have to wonder, when does my hard work pay off? When does my family get ahead? When? I say now.
And she adds, women sometimes have it the worst.
And it is way past time to end the outrage of so many women still earning less than men on the job.
That was one of the loudest cheers of the day. Clinton is weaving gender into her message more than she did in 2008. Here's the close of her speech.
And yes, we will have an America where a father can tell his daughter, you can be anything you want to be, even President of the United States. Thank you all so much.
But not everyone's comfortable with emphasizing gender.
Sometimes I think it's a double-edged sword.
That's Gretchen Stevens, a high school math teacher from Carlisle. She says for male voters, a female candidate is a potential obstacle to overcome.
They, you know, see past her being a woman in order to support her.
Clinton added one topic in Des Moines that wasn't part of her speech in New York. She's been taking heat from Democratic presidential candidate Bernie Sanders over an international trade promotion bill President Obama is trying to get through Congress. Sanders and many Democrats say it's bad for workers. Without offering a solid yes or no, Clinton says President Obama should try to make the bill better.
The president should listen to and work with his allies in Congress, starting with Nancy Pelosi.
Minority Leader Pelosi helped block the bill in the House last week. Over the weekend, some 56 house parties were held across Iowa, with Clinton appearing to the gatherings over the Internet. Former Iowa Democratic Party Chair Sue Dvorsky was at one of the house parties in Iowa City. Dvorsky was once an Obama supporter, but she's now in the Clinton camp. She says all those small gatherings, plus the big rally, should get the ground game in Iowa off to a good start.
I think that the rollout of this campaign over this kind of culminated this weekend, I think it's been a smart play.
But as the weeks go by, Clinton will have more competition. Both Bernie Sanders and former U.S. Senator from Virginia Jim Webb were also campaigning in Iowa on Sunday for the Democratic nomination. At the State Fairgrounds, I'm Joyce Russell, Iowa Public Radio News.